This is not the first time we've profiled Aaron Swanson. He ran for assembly in 2012 and came in fourth.
What made me run again was basically the public support. People asking me if I was going to run again and telling me that I should.
Last year, Swanson was a political newcomer with no experience in city government. That has changed in the last 12 months. He joined the Police and Fire Commission, where he says he was exposed to the public process in a way that's made him even more interested in serving on the assembly.
Well, last year I wasn't really involved in the public process with being on a commission. This year I'm on a commission, and I've had a little bit more input from being on the commission as to how the public process works.
And he says he wants to help shape Sitka's future.
Right now the biggest issue for me is probably the economy, what's going to happen with the economy after, like, say, Blue Lake Dam project is complete.
The city's effort to raise the height of the Blue Lake Dam constitutes the largest public works project in city history. It's also brought scores of workers to town who are spending money in restaurants and stores and using services that boost the area economy. As for the Blue Lake project itself, Swanson says it's short-term pain for long-term gain.
I'm not super excited when I open my utility bill every month, but that's to be expected for the amount of money that they're paying for this Blue Lake expansion project. Hopefully with the Blue Lake expansion project, it can generate any interest from outside groups to come into Sitka and put in like some kind of new industry here in Sitka, like maybe a nice sawmill that would probably require quite a bit of electrical use, and they could probably manufacture, you know, lumber for building affordable housing here in Sitka.
Affordable housing is a big issue for Swanson, too, although he says he wants a better understanding of what constitutes affordable in Sitka. He worries about the future, especially as it relates to his own kids.
I have two boys. Jacob is six, or is going to be six, and John's going to be four this month. Jacob just started kindergarten.
Do they have a future here?
The way Sitka is right now, I'm going to say probably not. They'll probably finish school here, and they'll probably go off to college, and they'll probably go where the money is. I would like to see them as adults in Sitka, but I don't really foresee that in the immediate future.
So how then does Sitka boost its economy into the future? Swanson says there are no silver bullets, but that there are little things that can help. Among them, boosting tourism, attracting new industry, and yes, looking at taxes.
One thing that would help, I know a lot of people probably won't like this idea, would be to keep the taxes at 6% for the sales tax, as opposed to dropping it down to 5% in the fall and putting it back up to 6% in the spring. I think that you should probably just leave it at 6%.
But that is not the end-all, be-all of building a secure financial future for Sitka. That, he says, takes a little from column A and a little from column B, shoring up the city's revenue and also keeping spending in check. Aaron Swanson is one of three candidates for Sitka Assembly. Election Day is October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.